Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, no!
Has already brought me over and said I'd thank God again how he has blessed us to see another day where we can come together and give him thank you and praise, give him glory, give him honor to sit down and reason in his word. We truly thank him for how he has kept us. That first song talked about God is keeping me. Oh, praise God. That's a blessing to know. That's a blessed assurance to know that God is keeping us and he will keep us. We're so thankful. And then that other song that talked about, I've come too far to give up now. We have been on this Christian journey a while now. We come too far. Hallelujah. In spite of all, through it all, God has been good to us, and we need to show him some appreciation for his goodness. Even on coming up on this week of that resurrection week, some call it Easter, Holy Week. Hallelujah. Some look back on how Christ first came to them. Hallelujah. I just celebrated Palm Sunday. Oh, praise the Lord. But how can we think back when we accepted the Lord? What joy came in our hearts as Christ came to our hearts. And he stand at the door and knock it when we finally let him in. What joy we have. Well, look at this one moment. Look at John, the 18th chapter. Praise the Lord. Do a little reading this morning. But we thank God for all of you that have turned aside just to read in his word. Thank God for you. As we go to God in prayer, let's not keep you too long. Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come thanking you for your goodness, thanking you for your mercy. Thank you, Father God, how you allowed us to look upon this day that we laid down in faith, hoping and expecting, but only you, God, made it a reality. We tell you thank you, Father. We looked upon our golden years, and Father, you allowed our golden years to roll on a little while longer. Dispatched the angel to touch us this morning that was love unto us. Thank you, Lord. Not that we are so deserving, but you are so merciful and so great towards us. Now we ask you consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord, and we thank you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, Lord. John 18:1, this way, when Jesus had spoken these words, went forth with his disciples over the brook Cedron, where was a garden, into the which he entered, and his disciples, and Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place where Jesus oftentimes resorted thither with his disciples. Hallelujah. Judas then had received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? Whom seek ye? Oh, hallelujah. I like to ask, whom seek ye? Praise the Lord. Whom seek ye? You could ask yourself that question. Whom seek ye? Hallelujah. 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 It'd have been a beautiful thing if they had turned aside. turned aside this morning seeking the Lord. They were seeking the Lord, but they weren't seeking him for spiritual gain. They wasn't seeking him for, they were seeking to bring him into captivity, not into their hearts. Hallelujah. How many go as imposters that they may seek the Lord, but not for spiritual gain, but they seek him. Oh, hallelujah. Are you seeking the Lord in the right place? Are you seeking the Lord that you may be beneficial? Oh, in your spiritual walk, in your journey towards him? Are you seeking him? Oh, hallelujah, that you may bring him into captivity, that you may allow him to be persecuted. Christ was taken in the garden. Sin began in the Garden of Eden. There the curse was pronounced, where the Redeemer was promised. And in a garden, that promised seed entered into confliction with the whole serpent. Oh, praise the Lord. Christ was buried also in a garden. Let us, when we walk in our gardens, take occasion from thence to meditate on Christ's suffering in a garden. We need to be ever remindful that Christ had suffered for us. Many forget oft times things that you do for them. Hallelujah. People forget that Christ died for them. They find it so easy that when they get a little temper, they want to get a gun and kill someone, or their mind gets deranged, and they often try to take life when they can't even give life. But whom seek ye? Whom seek ye? Who's controlling your heart? Can I ask you that this morning? Who is controlling your heart? Who is the Lord and Savior? Is it Jesus Christ, or is it that one that we call Lucifer, Satan? Who controls, or who pushes your buttons, or who will allow you to have mercy? Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backwards and fell to the ground. Hallelujah. That right there should have made them take notice that they was barking up the wrong tree. But then asked he them again, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way, that they saying might be fulfilled, which he spake of them, which they gave me, have I lost none. Hallelujah. Jesus have lost none. Hallelujah. Glad to be able to report that Jesus have lost none. Though we fall off, though we go astray, but there is something that is on the inside that draws us near, even though we go astray. There's something on the inside. Well, that is the Holy Spirit, the counselor that has been set up within man, causes him to even counsel his own self. When I get around, or when I separate myself from men, from sister, from brother, from mother, from father, or when I get all by myself and think I want to do it my way, and if my steps would be going in the wrong direction, there is a counsel that tries to direct me, tries to put me back in the path that I should be. Let you know that none is lost. Christ has lost none, but we oftentimes in this race lose ourselves. We lose our way. For a moment, Judas lost his way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The question was asked twice, whom seek ye? Oh, hallelujah. Are we seeking the Lord while he yet may be found? Are we seeking that one of Nazareth, hallelujah, that is able to be our Redeemer and our Savior? Hallelujah. If you haven't been, now's a good time to get on board. Hallelujah. Because we're about to celebrate him rising, but before the victory, there is a battle that will go before the victory. Before he rose from the dead, there was a battle that had to be fought. He had to be put before. Hallelujah. Kangaroo Court, as they call him. Hallelujah. But I'm glad about it. We know the end of the story. Victory. Hey, victory is won in Christ Jesus. But again, we ask, whom seek ye? When we go about our way, we need to be asking ourselves, whom seek ye? Though they were coming upon that they may take Christ into captivity, but whom seek ye, and for what purpose are we seeking Jesus? What purpose are we seeking Jesus? As soon as then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backwards and fell to the ground. I'm the one that you're looking for, but you would do yourself a great service if you would be looking for me that I may be Lord of your life. But you're looking for me that you may take me into captivity, that you may, hallelujah, you're going on your own way, though you may be following the orders to come get me. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad that Christ allows us this open invitation that we may come. And if we would take him captive, we would take him captive in our hearts today. Hallelujah. That the curse of sin will have none effect upon us. Christ suffered in a garden, our Lord Jesus Christ, knowing all that these things that they should come upon him, would ask whom seek ye. When the people would have forced him to a crown, he withdrew. Hallelujah. Even John 6:15. But when they came to force him to a cross, he offered himself, for he came into this world to suffer. Oh, hallelujah. To suffer for us. Came into this world, hallelujah, to take on our sins, that we may be redeemed, hallelujah, that we may be vindicated, that we may be forgiven, that we may be purged. He took our suffering, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And for he came into this world to suffer, and we don't want to even suffer anything. But one thing I like about it, if we suffer with him, we will reign with him. And oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Have you ever thought about that? God thought it deemed. God thought it that you were worthy. Hallelujah. God thought that you was worth saving. God thought, hallelujah, he can look at you like his son. He allowed Jesus to come to this world to suffer, and we're going to be Christ-like. It's needful that we suffer as well, for I love to say when we're suffering. Hallelujah. We'll reign when we suffer, winning. We'll get to see his work. And when we do all that we can do, he lets us. Hallelujah. He lets us. When he allows trials and tribulations, when he allows persecution, when he allows all these things, that we may be pure, more pure for this battle. But whom? Just a little short lesson this morning. But whom? Whom seek ye? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we coming to Christ that we may just for just a gain? But are we seriously wanting to take him captive and take him captive in our hearts? Hallelujah. I know this is a little different for you. But whom seek ye? Have you opened up your heart that Christ may dwell in there? Hallelujah. That's when the elders would cry out, give me a clean heart, hallelujah, a clean heart, hallelujah, a clean heart that I may be you. When Jesus gets into the heart, a change starts to happen because something on the inside starts to show itself on the outside, hallelujah, and then you go from trying to look good to just being good. But whom seek ye? Jesus answered, I told you that I am he. And if therefore ye seek me, let you go that way, that the saying might be fulfilled which he spake of them which they gavest me. Have I lost none? Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his ear, his right ear. The servant came with Lucas and said, Jesus unto Peter, put up the sword into the sheath. The cup which my father has given me, I shall drink it. And the band and the captains and officers of Jews took Jesus and bound him and led him away to Ananias first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, which was the high priest in the same year. But I want to concentrate more on whom seek you. Praise the Lord. Just want to leave that with you. Whom seek you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They sought after Christ that they may captive him because of Pharisees and the Sadducees. They missed out. If they would have received Christ into their hearts like we do today, it would have been better for them. Hallelujah. But because pride had set up in their heart, because his fame had went abroad, because he came as a humble king, a humble servant, and done great and many miracles. Hallelujah. All that before him, even when they said whom they sought. Hallelujah. But even their bodies took notice because they failed. They had no strength. They fell back to the ground, but they still did not catch it. Are we catching it? What on the field doing? Hallelujah. Are we catching it? Or have we been blinded by our pride? But whom seek ye? Praise the Lord. Whom seek ye? God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Hallelujah. There be one today. Anybody want prayer? We're here. Anybody have a question? We're here. Anybody want to add to? We're here. Hallelujah. But whom seek ye? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You open, Brother Dave.
Hey, man, good evening. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning,
good
my brothers and sisters. Good morning. As always, we want to give honor to God, who's truly the head of our lives. And we just want to tell him thank you again for allowing us to seek him. Yeah, I say all the time, wherever the word go forth, something should grab you. And
yeah.
whatever you use for a subject is what should have grabbed you. Who seek ye? You know, in place of them seeking God could do damage to them, so they thought they should have been seeking God to be with them, to be able to sit at the table with them. I like it when he says that when he told them who he was, the Bible says they fell to the ground. I like that because they had to see power when they fell. But then Jesus, being just who he was, he didn't run. He didn't hide. He didn't go anywhere. He just stood there. And when he allowed in my mind, I could see him gathering himself together. And he asked the question again, who seek ye?
Yeah.
Who you looking for? I could see him spending that way, though, to collect themselves. You know, because the Bible says that they fell to the ground in 6th verse. But in 7th verse, it says, then asked he them again. Who seek you?
Mm-hmm.
I could just imagine in my mind that he was just standing there giving them a chance to collect themselves, to do what they thought they could do, not knowing that they wasn't doing nothing that wasn't already in the plan. I like that. Real says short and sweet. But, you know, sometimes short is the way. And then he real went on to tell us that Jesus says, I am he. They asked the question.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, then answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said to him, I am he. That's what you're looking for? I'm right here with you. I'm right here.
Yeah.
But are you really seeking me? Are you really seeking me? You know, you should really be seeking Jesus. I seek every day of my life to get closer and closer and to be more and more like him. That's the seeking that I want to do. I want to seek you to be closer to you, Lord Jesus. I want to seek you to be more like you. I want to seek you for more power. I want to seek you for more strength. I want to seek you that you continue to bless us, continue to keep us in the name of Jesus. If they only knew who they were seeking, real. If they had only known who they were seeking. If they had only known. God is good, and God is great. He's truly worthy to be praised. I thank you for the word this morning. I thank the Lord for keeping you among the land of the living, not letting us waking up and find that we didn't wake up. I thank the Lord for you. Pray that God continue to keep you, continue to bless you, that you be able to continue to lead us. The Bible says, how can he hear without a preacher? And I find that a lot of us want to hear. Seeing that we want to hear, the Lord has sent us a preacher to give the word. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
So I got to hear my brother. Yeah. I got to hear my brother back there. Good morning.
Enjoyed it. Well, he asked, is there someone that wants prayer? Well, Brother Tim do, because I'm not ashamed. I'm not embarrassed. You know, as a spiritual leader, I get bombarded sometimes, you know, and sometimes, the old Tim tries to creep in and pull you back into the old dark side. You know, you don't want to forgive, or you feel that, you know, who this person thinks they are. And, you know, Jesus set the example for us. But sometimes, Rev, it's hard sometimes to walk sometime without telling someone that they look to you as like, well, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't feel like that, Tim. But I do. And sometimes I have to fight through it. Sometimes I have to battle through it. Old Reverend Eric used to tell me, but Tim, don't let it kill your witness. But sometimes, you know, Rev, I'm human. Sometimes I get mad. Sometimes I get angry. Sometimes unforgiveness tries to creep in there. I end up forgiving, but sometimes it takes me through a little bit of a battle. I want the people out there to understand that you, me, Brother D, and Reverend Eric, and we human like everybody else, but we're a little bit mature in certain areas, but the Bible says all have fallen short. So I recognize my shortcomings.
Yes,
I recognize that I don't sometimes feel like I want to say, Lord, I want to pray for my enemy that despitefully used me. I don't feel like it, Rev, and I'm just being honest because as a spiritual leader, you have to be transparent. You have to be encouraging. But, Brother D, sometimes I don't feel like I want to encourage someone that's mistreating me and treating me like a piece of filth. I don't feel like that sometimes. So I'm just being honest, Rev. I need a little prayer every now and then. Because sometimes, you know, you really want to do good. I want to serve the Lord, and I know that he uses me. But sometimes I just don't feel like it, you know. And not that I know better, but sometimes it just feels that way.
You know something, Brother Tim?
Yeah.
You hear me say all the time that there's a Bible verse for whatever we go through in life, whatever come our way. There's nothing that this book hadn't already foretold. And the Bible told me, like you said, sometimes I don't want to pray for those that despitefully misuse me. Sometimes I don't want to pray for those. Sometimes I want to strike back. But the Lord has already told us these things will come to pass. You know, we know this ahead of time. And I'm like you, as far as when you say I need prayer. I love that the Bible says man should always pray and not faint. That's the reason why he told us that, because we got to stay strong. And we can't stay strong lacking in prayer. You know, the Bible says that man should always pray. As a matter of fact, one young man told us that we should at least pray 3 times a day, and I divide that in time segment. I think every 8 hours we should whisper a word of prayer if ain't nothing but Jesus will, because the Lord knows in order for us to stay strong, we got to stay within. See, when we lacking in our prayers, we lacking in our presence to God. You know what I'm saying, remember, when we lacking in our prayers, we are lacking in our presence with God. So in order for us to stay strong, we got to stay around. if we don't stay around the throne, we can't stay strong in the throne. So therefore, God wants to always pray. And look, you should count it joy that you got someone that you can go to, that you truly believe, that you know you believe, that you truly know you believe in, that can get a prayer through for you. Amen. I thank God for my brother. I ask the Lord to keep him strong, keep us strong, and continue to bless us. And I'm like my brother, I always need prayer. Even when I don't ask for prayer, I want my name on the prayer list. I try to ask for prayer, but if somewhere I get to run in my big old mouth and forget to ask, I want to just engrave my name on the prayer list, because we all need it, brother. We all need it. Not by yourself.
But sometimes the people don't understand, and then sometimes we get too much pride in us where they think that the preacher don't need prayer or the deacon. You should be above that. It's not like that. We all fall short. There's some things I'm stronger than you in, Brother D. There's some things that I'm weaker than you. But that's why we have that. I don't mind. I don't care what nobody say, how they look at me and they say, I need prayer like everybody else, man. I know sometimes I fall short, and I don't mind going to God asking him to forgive me, but go to my brothers and sisters. But people be looking at you. You should be above that, and they think that they – I'm not flying high, Brother D, and my feet ain't on the ground. You know, I'm not, you know, like that. I just want to be transparent and let people know that even when you are saved, even when you – walk through this life, you're going to need prayer. You're going to need somebody you can talk to sometime. And you go to God, but God has put people in your life and seasons and reasons and things and situations. And how are you going to deal with it when you need help sometime? And we're not independent of each other, but we're interdependent on each other. So that's why I didn't mind coming on Blog Talk Radio and tell people, I need prayer. I need help. And no, I'm not perfect. And I just know I need God in my life, man. And I try my best to worship Him and praise Him and serve Him to the best of my ability with all my heart. But some days, things, situations, people, things in my life try to stir you up and try to knock you off your square and turn you back around to the dark side. And no, I ain't seen the marvelous light. But I know I need help sometimes. So Rev said, do you want prayer? Yeah, I want prayer. Come on, brother.
You know what it is? Hey, Rev, you know what that is? My brother said, people is trying to knock you off your square. Now, again, there's a passage of scripture for that. What did the Bible say? He said, what are you? Lord asked him a question. I said, what are you doing? He said, oh, I'm just going to and fro, seeing who I made it out. See, that's a scripture for us. Any time, oh, Satan, and we know that's what it be, any time Satan working through trying to get to you, it's only because he's trying to go to and for seeing who he may devour. But this is why the Lord gave us what he gave us. He gave us something inside. It's called the Holy Ghost. He said it'll keep you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm going to give you a key for it. And he said, I'll keep you. Then he gave you a way to stay close to it. And that's what you just done. You just came this morning to open the door, to walk in to where he's at, the distance between the floor and your knees. He's right there. I promise you, he's right there. I fought it all day yesterday. I know how you feel. But just keep your head up. And I don't have to worry by telling you, but I tell you anyway, keep your hand in God's hand. See, no matter what we go through, Him able. Him able.
And you know what, Brother Henry? I learned in my life not too long ago, around about 2005. You saw that wasn't that long ago, Tim. But I had this hip taken out, and they put a new one in. Then not too long ago after that, the other one went out because it was straightened up. And I had to ask the mail lady. I said, ma'am, can I ask you a favor? She said, what is that? I said, would you be willing to tie my shoe? I couldn't tie my own shoe, Rev. I couldn't put my shoe on sometimes. Sometimes it was hard for me to even put my underwear on. I had to ask for help. And I realized as a man, I had to ask for help. And when you go to God, you're going to him to do what? Ask for help. You realize that the Bible, Brother D said, that the Bible says that when I was a child, I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. I even responded like a child. But when I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. I'm not independent of you, Rev. I'm interdependent on you. I need your help in this life. I need you to speak a little word in prayer because we all need it. I don't care who they think they are. I don't care how grown and how big and strong you are. You're going to one day, you're going to need help. And I ain't too proud to ask for some help. That's all I need every now and then. And God puts people in your life to help you and guide you and lead you and teach you all about the word. Don't be too proud to ask for help for your family. You'd rather let your family be totally destroyed before you ask for some help. I've seen it myself, Rev. I've seen it.
Amen.
Yes, leaders need to come to each other and help each other. Yes, sir.
When we when we confess, when we confess,
Yes, he is.
One beautiful thing about it, when we say, we open the door when we say, I need thee every hour.
Oh, yes, sir.
When we open the door and confess, we open the door, we pull the cover off the devil. See, the devil trying to hide and make you think, well, you're all right. You don't need this. You don't need that. But see, God, hallelujah, God loves our praise. God loves our adoration. God loves for us to say, Lord, I I need you, Lord. I can't make this. He looked in that. We're offering praise unto him because we are submitting ourselves. We're opening up ourselves. We're not standing on our own ability, but our ability, our dependence is on him. I can't make it without you, Lord. I tried the best that I could do, but this heart sometimes, which is part of the flesh, that makes me struggle sometimes, but I need you. And when I need you, oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, when I discover the best that I try to come here, Paul. Oh, hallelujah, when I would do good. Lord, well, I want to forgive, but, Lord, I'm struggling. I got a little anger. Lord, this person has wounded me. Lord, I would, and I would do good, the good that I try to do. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My flesh want to serve this. Oh, hallelujah. But it's something inside of me, though I'm angry, but it just won't let me. It won't let me do what my flesh want to do, because then I realize that my heart is fixed and my mind is made up. I be angry. I be angry, but yet I'm angry for a moment, but then my heart knows that that's not pleasing unto the Lord. Then my heart knows to say, Lord, I need you. Oh, wretched man. But I need you, Lord. And in that, we should raise our hands and give him glory and give him honor because Christ died. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that I can forever lift my hands unto, hallelujah, unto the sky for the Lord. Hallelujah. When I'm weak, when I'm wounded, when I feel like I've been in battle and I didn't do so good in this or that battle, but I will lift mine eyes to the hills from what cometh my help when my knees have become weary and I fall because of this old heart. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. I fall sometimes because of this old flesh that don't, hallelujah, that don't want the things of the Lord, but it's still something within my members. It's still something, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I can understand it a little bit better now when the elders, they would say, give me a clean heart. Hallelujah. Give me a clean heart. Oh, hallelujah. I'm thankful. I love it when people, when they ask for prayer, but then they know within themselves, hallelujah, that they want to be a vessel that's pleasing unto him. Hallelujah. Don't care about who say what, who the mumbling. You know, we just talked about last week when they said that Jesus went home with Zacchaeus. He went home with a sinner. I'm glad, hallelujah, that we sought after Jesus, that we can take him home with us. I'm glad not just only to the place where you abide, where you lay down and sleep, but home is in our heart. In our heart, we take him with us no matter where we go. Home is in our heart. He loved the praise of his people. So when you and I come together, we worship him. But in, oh, hallelujah, he also can be with us secretly. Secretly, see, we didn't know how you felt, but God did. Oh, hallelujah, I thank you. I thank you. Hallelujah, I thank you, Lord. Because we're rejoicing. I know we haven't prayed yet, but God has already answered. I know we haven't formally went to God yet in prayer, but he already has forerun this thing when you said, I me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you open up your, when you confess with your mouth, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have confessed that you're needed because your heart was already there. Your heart was already there. But you said it with your mouth. And when you said it with your mouth, God already done it. And then you start to talk on it because I know how you done already done it because I heard the speech start to change within you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And can't nobody do me like Jesus.
Nobody.
He's your friend.
Nobody.
No matter what other people say, you know, we just read, we just talked about it last week, how they going to talk regardless. They're going to talk when you're up. They're going to talk when you're down. They're going to even say, Lord, you shouldn't forgive him. Lord, he should be beyond that. But who, thinking? Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you. Come here, John. Even Luke. Come here, Luke 22. Thank you, Jesus. Luke 20. Come here. You're right, brother. That's a scripture for that. And the Lord said, Luke 22 and 31, and the Lord said, Simon.
Yes,
Simon. Behold, Satan had desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat.
Like wheat.
But 32 tells me, but I have prayed. This is Jesus speaking. He's in red here and lets us know that the fellowship is of Christ. And but I have prayed for thee. Luke recorded it, but Jesus said it. But I have prayed for thee that they fail not. But I have prayed for thee, oh, hallelujah, that faith shall not listen, but I have prayed for thee. You had faith because you had faith enough to ask. You had faith, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. You had faith. You had the substance of things hoped for that you hoped that God, I know if I ask, I'll receive, oh, hallelujah. But your faith has now made you whole because the start, your speech starts to change. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. Be Christ and our praise. Hallelujah. As a man, we can rejoice and strengthen one another. That's why two should walk together. That when one is weak and weary, the others that are strong may help that one that is weak. Convert thy brother. Give strength to thy brother. Strengthen my brother. So we are rejoicing. I'm happy right now because I know that God has already made a way. He's already strengthened
yes,
you, brother, because
yes,
you said, I need.
Yes, he said. I need.
When you said, you need strength already was at the door just waiting for you to, and what unlocking and open the door when you confess and said, I need. In other words, you said, I surrender, Lord. Help me, Lord. I need to do what you want me to do because the flesh don't want me to forgive, but Lord, you want me to forgive because I know if I forgive, then you forgive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Lord, we just rejoice. God has already heard the prayer. When you said, I need,
yes,
he heard that. Hallelujah. When you want to shame, he heard that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you want to shame, but only before men, even in, and you feel like you're failure, but he heard that. Hallelujah. You felt like, oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you. You open up and you was open and you was honest before him, and God heard that. Thank you, Jesus. No matter who murmured what, but they need to, if you're mumbling, guess what? You need a little prayer too. If you're mumbling and saying we should be on that, you need a little prayer too. If you're mumbling, you're acting like adversary. You done drawn the hands with Satan. But you, every Christian should be praying and hoping for God to hear. Every Christian, oh, hallelujah, that it says right there, when we have been prayed for, we should strengthen. Strengthen, not talk about, but strengthen. Not put down, but strengthen. Not persecute, but strengthen. Oh, hallelujah. Not saying what shouldn't have been, but strengthen. Oh, strengthen now, brother. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, and then you laugh. And then I hear you, Martha, and then you laugh. The sacrifice of Jesus points us to the joy of heaven. Look at that. Look at that. The sacrifice of Jesus points us to the joy of heaven. You know, Brother D, I don't know if your Bible reads it. You might have an old Bible. You know, you may have that old Bible, but in that old Bible, brother D, I wonder does it read? You know, it might still be. It's over in the Old Testament, Isaiah 53. It may still read the same way. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief.
Yes,
were our faces from him, he was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he bore our grief and carried our sorrow, yet we did esteem him stricken, men of God, and afflicted. But what I got like about it, what that verse says, it say, but he was what? Wounded. You ever been wounded? Boy, he was wounded for our transgression.
Yes.
He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are what? We can rejoice right there. And with his
right there. There it is. We are healed.
Our Holy Spirit.
Yes,
hallelujah. We are healed. When I confess, I'm healed. Hallelujah. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
He told us in that other scripture, I have lost none. I have lost none.
Yes,
he lost nobody.
Yes, he
was upon him, and with the stripes we are healed. In case somebody want to be lifted, in case somebody want to be high-minded, in case somebody want to be spiritual boozy, we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. In case somebody thought it was them, in case somebody thought, well, he this and he that, and he shouldn't be, but it say we all like sheep have gone astray. That's a verse. Six, I should be forever saying, Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. I may not have that problem, but Lord, thank you, because I've been delivered, and since the scripture told me, since I have been strengthened, since I've been converted, I need to go back and to my brother, to my sister, and help them, that we all may be pleasing to God, that we all may be, but I can't lift myself up, because verse 6, Isaiah 53 and 6, in that first word, it said what? Not some, but it says, it says all. All like sheep have gone astray. It says all right there. Oh, hallelujah. Since it says all right there, we took forever, when we hear something, Lord have mercy.
Yes.
Lord have mercy. The first word should be, Lord have mercy. Oh, man, can you believe, Brother D? Lord have mercy. Oh, can you believe? Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Because if I'm praying for the Lord, when it's my time, when I'm praying, instead of persecuting, instead of pointing the finger, but when I'm praying, hallelujah, that God will have that mercy on me when I need it, when I fall short, or when my heart get off the way that it should be. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for you. Well, while we was before we had a chance to come together and pray, hallelujah, somebody whispered a prayer. Hallelujah. Somebody may have said, Lord, have mercy. Somebody may have felt compassion in their heart to pray. Hallelujah. 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 We heard the peace chain. we had to say, I'm not ashamed, hallelujah, to ask for prayer. When you're not ashamed of God, he's not ashamed of you, but he will lift you up. Hallelujah. When you bow down, he will lift you up. When you open up to him, he will lift you up. When you forgive, he will forgive. When you confess, he will take the rest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for blessing.
Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for blessing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God today for hearing our prayer. Thank you, Lord, for the whom seek ye? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him. Praise the Lord. We want to give him glory. We're going to give him honor. And we want to give him praise. We try to look at things in the most positive way as we can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because when you look for love, you're going to find it. When you look for hate, you're sure going to find it. But when you look for love, hallelujah. When you look for love, you're going to have mercy. You're going to have grace. When you look for love, there's going to be some truth. There's going to be some kindness, Brother D. Goodness, faithfulness.
Goodness.
I believe that's the fruit of
mercy.
Yes, mercy is going to be in there. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Yes. Patience is going to be in there. When you deal with one another, if you sow those seeds of love, you're going to get some love. If you sow seeds of joy, you're going to get some joy. If you're patient, you're going to receive. When you be patient with somebody, somebody's going to be patient with you. When you have peace with someone, somebody's going to have peace with you. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Hang in there with someone, be faithful to them, and watch God be even more faithful to the situation. Greatness, gentleness, and self-control. Hallelujah. God bless you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank God today. We thank God today. We thank God today. There is no secret. Hallelujah. What God can do. ain't no secret. Hallelujah.
He does for us.
Yes, sir.
You do it. Hey, Riff, I got news for you. He wants to do it.
Yes, sir.
I got news for you. I got some good news. I'm on that. Standing around. He wants to do it. He wants to heal you. He wants to save you.
Thank you, Thank
God,
you.
God wants to do it for you. I know he wants to do it, Rev. I heard Rev say this morning that he'd rather have none lost. He's not willing to have lost. So that lets me know in words that he wants to heal you. Oh, God will save you. The Bible says he saved to the utmost. So I know he wants to save. All he wants you to do is just reach up and grab a hold.
Man.
I just tell God, thank you. Thank you for the word.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the word. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. We thank God today. Praise God. Dear God, thank you in the name of Jesus. We go to God in prayer, thanking him for the service he's blessed us to have in the name of Jesus. We thank him for it, and we love him and love you as well. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, we come with thanksgiving unto you, Father. Thank you for giving us Jesus. Thank you, Father, for giving us your only begotten Son. Thank you, Father, for letting him be wounded for us, Father God. Thank you for putting the chastisement of our peace was upon him, Father. But we can rejoice because of what he suffered. Hallelujah. And with his stripes, we are healed, Lord. We thank you for healing us. Thank you for delivering us. Thank you for setting us free. Oh, Father, thank you for allowing us a chance, hallelujah, to get it right, hallelujah. Allowing us a chance that we could collect ourselves, hallelujah, when we realize whom we seek, oh, hallelujah. But let us seek you for the right purpose. Let us receive you into our hearts, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, that our will become your will, that we would not want our will to be done, but your will to be done in the name of Jesus. Thank you. We love you. Continue to keep us in our care, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father God, continue to bless those that have hurt in their hearts, Father, for loss of a loved one. Father, we pray for all those families, Father God, that are hoping and expecting deliverance and healing in the body, mind, soul, and spirit. But if you choose to do other things, Father God, and allow loved ones to enter into rest, we pray for the hearts that are left behind, that are hurting. Give them comfort in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father, give them comfort in the name of Jesus. Give them comfort, Father, in Jesus' name. We pray and we thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you. We thank you, Lord. And we love you. Bless Brother Tim, Father God. You know his heart. You know what he needs, Father. We ask that you look upon the situation and take care of it in Jesus' name. And all, Father God, all those that may have the same problem but did not come forth and say, bless them as well, Father. In other words, Father, as a whole, cleanse our hearts, Father God. Cleanse our hearts that we may be better for you in thy service. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you for it all, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
One day. They said, girlfriend, how in the world can a brown cow eating green grass gonna turn around and give up some white milk? I said, well, I don't know about that one. But one thing that I do know that God's chemical laboratory of redemption took my black soul stained with sin. And plump and red, the blood of Jesus.